It's today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
We have a very important phone call we need to make right now on the show. Jackson, here's the phone number you need to start dialing up because we have an important person to welcome to today's Q106 radio family. We want to introduce you to our new afternoon host. So let's get her on the phone.
I'm guessing she's not up early because she does afternoons.
But she's also a mom of three, so of course she's up at all crazy hours.
Or maybe she makes her husband do it. Oh, hey there!
Hey, is this Cora?
Hey, it is. Good morning.
Good morning,
Cora. This is Jackson and Steph.
Hello.
Hey, we want to welcome you to today's Q106 family. Woo!
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We're very excited to have you. So you're going to be doing the shift that we call in radio, afternoon drive.
Yes.
But what time are you going to be on? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't pay a lot of attention to stuff.
What was that?
Is it 3 to 7?
Yes.
She sounds like me answering questions. I like you already.
Or is it 2 to 6? I don't know. Find out.
We're shaking some dice. We're going to find out. Tune in tonight to find out how long she'll be on.
Now, Cora, when we were dialing you up, Jackson got a little nervous, like, oh, it might be too early. She might not be up yet. And I said, you're a mom of three. You're up all the time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm definitely a morning person, too. So
okay. Yeah.
Well, because you did mornings for a number of years for one of our sister stations a little bit up north.
In Eau Claire?
Yes, in Eau Claire. Okay. I used to work for Wax, and I did the morning show there for 6 years. So that was getting up at 3:30 in the morning. So I don't get up that early anymore because I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane hours.
Hey, how old are your kids?
How old are my kids? My kids are 7 months, 2 years, and 4 years old.
What's wrong with you and Steph? Steph, how old are your kids?
6, 4, and almost 2 years. So Cora and I, we're going to have to schedule some play dates.
You two are a glutton for punishment. I mean, you're way outnumbered.
We are. I'm crazy.
And Cora, something else I read about you. You're a veteran?
Yes. Okay. I did broadcast journalism in the military, and I was stationed in Alaska, and it was absolutely beautiful. It's one of those places that, you know, you might never go to,
right.
But since I was stationed there, and everyone else was like, oh, no, that's like the worst assignment ever, and I'm like, no, this is the best.
Now, you ate, I'm assuming, your fair share of salmon while you were there.
I thought you were going to say seal. You ate your fair share of seal while you were there, right? That's a delicacy, huh?
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to probably make some people mad here. I don't eat fish, but as they say, when in Rome, I did try the salmon in Alaska, and it was so delicious. It was so delicious. It's one of those things, like, even though I don't eat fish and I don't care for it, it's just a totally different ball game up there.
That's fine, but, I mean, how do you feel about beer and cheese?
Oh, I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Heck, with fish. There's plenty of fish in the sea, as they say, right?
Yes.
Well, hey, have a great first show today. We just wanted to welcome you real quick to today's Q106, and we can't wait to hang out with you in person more, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm really excited.
Yay,
have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.